T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There was never a public discussion as scheduled last night on a proposed drug treatment center in Itasca. More from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Small town proud!
Dozens of men, women, and children chanted small town proud as they marched in Itasca against a proposed Haymarket treatment facility. A 200-bed center that would take the space now occupied by a Holiday Inn on Irving Park Road, just off the 290. The audio was recorded by drug prevention activist Laura Fry.
Look at what all these people are teaching their children. All these people are teaching their children to be ignorant and discriminate and hate.
There were 1,500 people who showed up for the planned meeting, too many for the junior high school gym where it was supposed to take place. So the meeting was postponed until October 2nd. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police have arrested a 22-year-old man for defacing buildings, and they're investigating to see if he's also responsible for spray painting anti-gay graffiti on a Rogers Park apartment building.
The first time was on September 10th, an anti-gay slur painted on the side of an apartment building on West Arthur Avenue under a window that displayed the rainbow flag. Then police say it happened again, found yesterday, same building. 49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon says it is disturbing, the graffiti incident and other things she's hearing about.
There's been anecdotal things. You know, people overhear something on the street, somebody yelling at somebody from a window. And so it's been something on our minds that we've been kind of working on for a little while. And now we're looking at, you know, what kind of steps do we need to take.
Police say they arrested a man for defacing buildings in the area, but it wasn't clear if he was involved in the anti-gay graffiti. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There will be a series of court appearances today for the Chicago teenagers charged with first-degree murder in a controversial case involving a homeowner who shot and killed their friend.
They're being called the Lake County Five by some activists who are questioning the first-degree murder charges. Police have said they traveled from Chicago to Lake County in a stolen Lexus and were confronted by a homeowner on his driveway while attempting to burglarize his car. The man said he shot the 14-year-old because the boy was approaching him with something in his hand. Police said a knife was recovered. State's attorney Mike Nurheim has noted the law under which the teenagers were charged, holding them responsible for their friend's death, has been upheld by the courts. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
One of Mayor Lightfoot's political appointments ran into a temporary roadblock at yesterday's city council meeting, and it involved some grumbling about aldermanic privilege.
Alderman Anthony Beal and Raymond Lopez have been vocal critics of Mayor Lightfoot's moves to limit aldermanic veto power over projects in their wards, and they used a parliamentary maneuver to delay a vote on one of her appointees to the Zoning Board of Appeals because the man did not say he would treat aldermen as the voices of their people. Mayor Lightfoot's resolute.
We're not going to have a backdoor to aldermanic prerogative and resurrect it by trying to make individuals who are volunteering their time swear an oath of allegiance to individual aldermen.
To Beal, it's more than that.
What we need to understand is the aldermen are the voice of their community, and we're concerned about the direction in which this ship is going.
But the captain of the ship's not having it. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center are preparing for a strike after talks between the hospital and the union representing its nurses broke down last night. As a result, the medical center is on full bypass, meaning that ambulances have been directed to take patients elsewhere. The strike is expected to begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.